White, J.E. White, Emma. Battle Creek, Michigan, June 1, 1877. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I feel anxious because I do not hear from you. I know that there are many duties to occupy your time and attention, but you must not be too busy to write to your mother. Yesterday, the patients of the sanitarium made an excursion to Goguak Lake. Being solicited to ride out and speak to the people, I complied with the request. It was one of the fairest days of early summer. The blue waters spread out like a mirror under the sunlight, while the groves skirting the lake were reflected upon its placid surface. The people gathered upon the green turf beneath those lofty forest trees and listened attentively while I sought to lead their minds from nature up to nature's God. Pointing to the buds and opening flowers with their varied delicate tints, I remarked that the artistic skill of earth can produce nothing that can compare with the natural beauties given us by the great master artist. As we look upon the lofty trees or the fields of waving grain, and listen to the merry songsters in their leafy homes, and view the boats upon the water of the lake, we should remember the words of Christ upon the lakeside, in the groves, and on the mountains. And the lessons there taught by him should be repeated to us by the similar objects of nature which surround us. He who cares for the little birds and for the flowers of the valley will have far greater care and love for the creatures formed in his image. The afflicted may take courage, the desponding may hope, for they have a sympathizing friend in Jesus. All our troubles and griefs we may pour into his ear. We should search out the rays of sunshine that have brightened our pathway and linger over their memory with grateful hearts. We should dwell upon the matchless love of Christ, for in him we have a constant theme of rejoicing. In him is no darkness. He is the light of life, the chief among 10,000, and the one altogether lovely. At the close of my remarks, Judge G. arose and said, "We wish never to forget the words Mrs. White has spoken to us. They are words of the highest importance and have been given at the right time." At his suggestion, it was unanimously voted that the address be published for the benefit of the patients at the sanitarium. Judge G. has not tasted liquor for 7 months. He now looks like a healthy man. As I stepped from the stand, a member of the Society of Friends seized my hand and shook it heartily, while the tears streamed down his face. He said, "I thank you for these blessed words. They have done me good." I have been at the sanitarium since February. I came here from the asylum for the insane. I was broken in health and in spirits. I was in despair, but, thank God, I am now nearly well. My despair is gone, faith and hope have banished unbelief, cheerfulness and joy have taken the place of gloom. To me, the sanitarium is the brightest spot upon the earth. I shall never cease to be thankful for the benefit I have received here. Elder H., who has been in the insane asylum at Kalamazoo for 3 months, is now here and is improving in every respect. He still shuns society and weeps and mourns under what he thinks is the displeasure of God. He wept freely while I was speaking in the grove by the lakeside. May the pitying Redeemer have compassion upon him. Oh, that his trembling faith might grasp the full promises of God. A wide field of labor is open before us. We believe we are in the right place. Your father is happy, cheerful, and in good health. Elders H. and C. are here, and much of the time is spent in consultation and in seeking the Lord for light and wisdom. The Book of Nature. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.